Explore Messiah with Sadaka Ministries seeks to be a place where anyone and everyone can ask the difficult questions of life. Some of these questions touch at the heart of your soul, some of them touch at the heart of your mind, but all of them deserve an answer. Hi, my name is Amy Downey, and I'm the CEO and president of Sadaka Ministries. Join with us today as we seek to answer another of the tough questions of life. Perhaps you are expecting an episode about Hanukkah. And I suppose I really should be sharing you an episode about Hanukkah since today is the sixth night of Hanukkah. However, I want to share with you a spiritual lesson I am learning from my dog, Feifel. Actually, his whole name is Feifel Akiva Downey. Feifel, meaning brilliant one, because my dog is brilliant. And Akiva, which means follower. And he's named after the rabbi of the first and second century, Rabbi Akiva. So I want to share with you, he's my new baby. He's a Chihuahua. He's not a yapper. He's not a yipper. He occasionally gives out a little bark. And you might hear him give out a little bark in the background because he's with me here in the office of Sadaka Ministries. It's not his favorite place to be. He'd rather be out in our house or in the backyard, but he's with me here today because I am learning invaluable spiritual lessons from my dog, Feifel Akiva. And one of the lessons I learned is what happened just yesterday, because I was leaving the house, and this happens quite often. Every time I leave our house, he acts like I am leaving for the French Foreign Legion, and I won't be returning for years. And it doesn't matter if I'm just running to Walmart or if I'm just running to Whataburger. And some of you who are listening might not know what a Whataburger is. That is to your sad detriment. It's the greatest place to get a hamburger in all the world. I should be endorsed by Whataburger as much as I go, by the way. But it doesn't matter if I'm just going to be gone for 5 minutes or a couple of hours. He acts like I'm leaving for the French Foreign Legion. And I can tell him, Feifel, I'll be right back. Mama might be leaving for a moment, but I'll always return. It doesn't matter. He thinks I'm leaving forever and I'll never return. And he whimpers, he cries. Occasionally I can hear him through the door, and it's tragically sad. And I was thinking yesterday, would that we, as humans, miss our relationship or our closeness with God as much as Feifel misses me when I leave the house for just a few minutes. And that thought went into my mind, and it stuck with me, that we don't miss our relationship with God as much as Feifel misses me when I leave for just a few minutes. That's a lesson that Feifel could teach us, that we should miss our closeness with God, that we should miss our relationship with God as much as Feifel misses me. But we don't. We take our relationship with God for granted. We take our opportunity with God and our opportunity to be close to God, our opportunity to pray with Him, to read our Bibles with Him, and to discover what God might want to reveal to us in our Bible time for granted. And we just put it to the side, but Feifel never takes an opportunity to be with me for granted. We just kind of say, hey, God, see you later. We don't act like he's leaving for the French Foreign Legion the way that Feifel does when I just go to check the mail, or I go to take out the trash, or I go to Walmart. But Feifel acts like it's a tragedy. And I posted that thought on Facebook yesterday, and a friend of mine wrote to him, to Feifel, you are like a god. He loves you. And I wrote back to her, I said, would that we love God this much, because I really don't think that we probably do. Do you think so? And then another thought came to my mind, and this thought was just actually today, that the Jewish people, in the midst of Hanukkah, in the midst of lighting the eight nights of Hanukkah candles, they don't realize that they can be this close to God. Because for hundreds and hundreds of years, they have had a distance put between themselves and a relationship with God. And part of that has been because they have not realized that Jesus is the Messiah. Well, and actually, I think you could almost say that is the main reason that they don't realize that they can have that closeness with God. And that is our fault as believers in Jesus, is that we have not told them that they can have a close relationship with God, because we haven't told them. And we haven't told anyone that they can have a close relationship with God, because we take our opportunity to have a close relationship with God for granted. So if we take the opportunity to have a close relationship with God for granted, we're not going to tell others about that opportunity either. But my dog, Feifel, he never takes the opportunity to be close with me for granted. He loves to sit by me on the couch and watch TV, or he loves to take walks with me, or actually I think sometimes I take walks with him, but he always wants to have that chance to be with me. Do we take that opportunity to be with God every chance that we get? Or do we put him up on a shelf and only take him down on Sundays? There's a song that I grew up with as growing up in church all the time. There was a song that, you know, I wish I had a little red box to put my Jesus in, and I would take him out and kiss him and put him back again. And that's a horrible song. Really, if you think about it, I don't want Jesus in a box that I'll take him out when I want him and put him back in the box. I want Jesus with me every chance I can. But too often, we who believe in Jesus want Jesus in a box that we will only take him out when we need him. And that's how we portray our relationship with Jesus to the world. And sadly, Jewish people see that in us. And why would they want a relationship with Jesus when they don't have any different of a relationship with God even right now? So we who believe in Jesus need to show not just Jewish people, but the whole world, that we can have a close, personal, intimate relationship with Jesus, that he can be with us and we want to be with him every second of the day, just like my dog Feifel wants to be with me. And that's what my dog Feifel Akiva Downey taught me this week. I told you, Feifel means brilliant one, and my dog is. Until next time on Explore Messiah with Tzedakah Ministries.